Well, welcome once again to Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks with another state track and field update on Kick 106.7, and it's brought to you by a Fun Top and Jeans, Culver's, Quant Auto Salvage, and Brunner Brunner, Reinhardt and Morton. No new results to pass along since my last update, but it has been a while. We just got through a bit of a lull. We had about an hour in between events on the track. We're getting ready right now, actually going on while I'm talking. The boys 4x800 final is going on right now. Kemper is running with Tragen Beiter, Kobe Lampman, Trevor Ryle, and Jacob Graving. In my next report, I'll have a result from that one. And then the final two events of the day, coming up after 6:30 tonight, Shea Sinard of Carroll will run in the 3A 100-meter dash, and DJ Vanami of Kemper will run in the 2A 100-meter dash, both coming up after 6:30 tonight. And then that'll do it for our day one coverage from the Blue Oval in Des Moines. One update I do have to pass along. I think in my last update I had mentioned that Macy Bloom of Kemper was in the 2A girls long jump and had finished 10th in her flight. I did not have an overall finish for her yet. She did finish 22nd overall. That is her final result for today in the 2A girls long jump. Again, Macy Bloom of Kemper finishing 22nd there. And then the boys 200 meter dash. It was a preliminary event. Kemper's DJ Vanami finished 6th in heat number 3 with a time of 23:08, 15th overall. We've had several medalists today. We've had a couple get through to finals on Saturday. You can find all the details at sports.1380kcim.com. This update has been brought to you by Western Iowa Networks, DMAC, Audubon Rec Center, and Plastico. Thanks again to Casey Miners back in studio. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.